Is everyone clear why they're here? Vaguely clear.
Vaguely.
Because we can talk about that more later, but I don't want to take up too much time. But basically, we had a meeting. Dave and I facilitated, along with two other facilitators, a much larger meeting a year and a half ago, November 2010.
November 10.
And we were asked by Arts Council Yorkshire, just because we're both quite forthright, I think, to kind of do that. And so about 75 people came to Northern Ballet, to the studio there. And it was a part networking opportunity, part opportunity for me to say some provocative things and get some responses to that. Part an opportunity to kind of just try to address this issue that may or may not be an Arts Council construct about, is there a greater north? Do we have the right kind of voice? What kind of voice do we want? Lots of questions that come up around that we sort of distilled down a little bit into, you know, how can we find career paths in the north? Is the north about production or process? Does it have to be either? Do we applaud excellence or effort in the north? Is there any good work being made here that can look to Europe or go to London or travel the world or whatever? Is this just something that doesn't really exist? Like, the northeast is really different from the northwest to Yorkshire and Humberside. So can we sort of find a voice for the north? Do we even need to? Is a question that we keep going back to. Certainly as a national and international artist, I don't necessarily feel the need to do that, and I'm sure there are people around the room that feel the same. However, there is a discussion that needs to be had, and Arts Council Yorkshire are very keen to host and enable that. So they came back to us this year and said, can we run another one? We said, we'll run one, but we don't want to do just one big one. We want to use the money that you're offering us to try and have a series of three more intimate conversations, from which the speakers, and in this case that's Martin, I'll introduce in a second, will come to the larger meeting in March to feedback on what we have just talked about. So it's kind of, we've gone macro, we're going micro, and then we're going to go macro again. And then if at the end of that meeting we decide that actually collectively there's actually no point in talking about the Greater North because there isn't one, then that's fine. The Arts Council are kind of okay with that. So one of the things I just want to flag up about this chat is that we do want to help Martin, or I think you're happy to do that, aren't you, to feed back to the bigger meeting? Or maybe not. Maybe it'll be someone else.
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah. So basically, we, by the end of this meeting, it'd be good to give a few pointers so that we're not just generally going back going, oh, we had a nice dinner, because that would just piss me off.
But we did as well.
Want to also make it a nice dinner and not just throw some sandwiches on the table, because we do a lot of that as well. So thank you to the Arts Council of England, Yorkshire, for funding this. The other question that was in our minds that came up in the last bigger meeting was about, is Yorkshire and the Greater North, said Yorkshire then because that's where I've been based for so long, more about process than production? So those are the kind of questions that came up from the last thing. So what I thought we should do is just quickly go around the table and introduce yourself. I know we've done that, and just say the tiniest bit about who you are. I'm really happy to introduce Martin Wilson from Tin Arts up in Durham, who's a fantastic practitioner and does some fantastic, brilliant work with people with learning disabilities, which we can talk about a bit more, and a whole host of other things. And we deliberately wanted the speaker at each venue not to be from this region. So we've got a northeast-based person speaking in Leeds and someone from wherever speaking in Liverpool, so we kind of crossed it over because we didn't want to replicate the conversations that we always have. So hopefully there'll be individual thoughts and thoughts from your region, from what you say, and we can poke Martin a bit more if you want to. And just very briefly, I just wanted to introduce Steve from Amplified, who's going to just very quickly talk about what the fuck he's doing with a laptop.
I'm just trying to talk what you're saying about Martin. My job is surveillance, though. We were invited last time to be a part of the bigger event up the road. And what Amplified do is it's a sort of ongoing beta project in making conversations in a room happen beyond that room. So it's a documentary process. I'm kind of sort of trying to sort of collate all the ideas and conversations and questions in here. But there's also the possibility for people to interact with that. I'm guessing that'll be on this kind of scale. It's going to be smaller than it would have been last time, but it means that hopefully there'll be some kind of useful archive of what's been said And as the events go on, they're all going to be pulled into the same place. So as the three dinners progress, and then we head towards the fourth event, that actually hopefully there'll be some stuff that you can go back and refer to and say, oh yes, I remember that question and that was useful. And I'm also recording as much of it as I can. And depending on how fast the Wi-Fi is, I might get uploaded tonight.
Recording of those candles.
Yes.
new installation piece.
And I may make a futile attempt at some photos, but the light in here is so bad that flash is going to...
Well, maybe we'll turn it up just so we can record.
Sorry, just so we'll do little portraits at the end.
I mean, if everyone's all right with that, it would be good to do that, because I'd quite like people to know who was here. It's not secretive, it's just... Sure. We can take responsibility for that. These are the people that we decided to invite.
Absolutely.
If any of you are kind of this kind of multitaskers that do Twitter as you're going along, then feel free to do so. I don't know how quite how it's going to unfold in terms of eating time and conversational time. And if during the kind of food bit, when we're not having the bigger conversation, you want to kind of log some particular thought, we can come and talk to me about that, and then we can just upload it straight to the web, and we'll try and get as much useful stuff going forward out of this as we can.
Great.
But on a personal level, I'm a musician, so I find this kind of stuff really fascinating. That the last time, the difference between the dance world and the world of people desperately trying to be rock stars was so beautifully refreshing.
We're all frustrated
about that. Yeah. But no, it's
me frustrated.
So I'm utterly fascinated and kind of excited, and thank you for letting me be here.
Well, thank you for being here, and we were really pleased with how the last event was documented, because it leaves a trace. Because I think a lot of the time, not only in our performative worlds, but also in our communication with each other as peers, these kind of conversations are never captured. They just float away, and you might get a sense of it in some weird thing. But there's nothing. We really are keen to document it, and we fought quite hard to use some of the budget to pay for documentation. So it's not. If nothing happens after the next big meeting, we can say, well, this happened, and that was enough. If someone wants to take it forward after that next meeting, then great. It won't be Dave and I, because we don't want to dominate what happens next.